Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dan Borowski said, Rich Cioli is a fun guy.
He is a fun guy. Is that the fungus?
But how did you guys know about my fungus issues? I told you that in confidence, Dawn.
Sorry. It's a toe fungi. We don't want any fungi anywhere near Cioli because you'll end
up. Oh, yeah, the toe fungus. Right. You're right. The toe fungus. Not the other fungus that I told Dan about in
Funga
confidence.
Among Us.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't tell her about that one.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's our secret.
Solid. That's a solid bro thing.
It's a solid bro thing. Yeah. How are you
doing? You're welcome
my
for the
friend?
Advice, by the way.
What's up, gorgeous?
Hey, handsome. We're seeing you all over Fox News and all over the networks and.
I can't believe they have not caught on to this con yet and kicked me out of the building, but apparently they keep bringing me back on. So
they love you.
Dana Perino
loves Rizzio.
Is like my god angel.
Oh,
she's from heaven. Sent from heaven to help me. It's amazing.
So, she's so beautiful.
We're back on Monday. Me and Fela. They have us now on Mondays together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is this like every Monday?
Yeah, it's like an every Monday thing.
This is awesome.
So like right after this, the hit was moved to Tuesday because of something that was going on Monday. But then right after the hit ended, they said, hey, I'll get back to you about a date next week. And then they said, how about Monday? Like within seconds. I said, great. So now we're doing Monday again. So it looks like.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So that'd be fun. And I'm supposed to do Laura Ingraham tomorrow night. But, you know, all these things. Listen, Dawn, here's the thing. It's all iffy. The news cycle's so freaking nuts, as you know. I got moved around in America Reports like three times this week, and then we just said, we'll just do it next week. So,
I mean, last night, I'm trying to do a little yard work. I had, and it was weird because, like, there's this fungus on my American beech tree.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got the app, and I'm looking it up, and then I see, like, this stuff is breaking about Laura Loomer and the fungi with the Chinese communist people, allegedly. So the scientists, University of Michigan, they've arrested the guy and his girlfriend. Man. I don't know how they smuggled the fungi into the country, allegedly. What did they put it on the toe? I don't know what was going on, but we got all this going on.
Yeah,
it's
no,
crazy.
Laura Loomer is there a lot at the White House, apparently.
Yeah.
She's
how about her breaking the story?
Well, she breaks a lot of stories.
She does.
And this is kind of crazy. But again, China, right? China's the issue.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about China. China. Yeah, so they hate Trump. They want to destroy him. Last time they unleashed a worldwide global pandemic that apparently came from, you know, an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and raccoon dog aioli. So I guess the only question now is, is the fungi? They saw that show, The Last of Us, on HBO, and they thought maybe we could release that.
I'm not even kidding you. I think they get their ideas from, they should, you know, we should ban our shows in their country because that's just it.
Yeah, they steal them, but instead of stealing them and redoing them, they just use. I go, oh, let's do that as a global pandemic.
That's a good idea.
They probably watched that movie Contagion, and then they thought, okay, we'll shut down America. Because in that movie, if you ever watched that movie,
yes,
all of America is shut down because of that virus, and that's what happened with COVID. Right, they shut our whole economy down. So now maybe they're watching The Last of Us. They're like, oh, we'll send over some fungus. Yeah. It'll grow, turn people into fungus people. Fungi people?
Fungi people. Fungi is
the I made world. A fungi pizza the other night.
You know, this petrifies me, to be quite honest, guys. Because the way you can control a populace is controlling their food supply. So if you can get this fungus into our corn, into our barley, and you know, decrease our production, that's scary.
First of all, we want to hear about the fungi. So fungi, the mushroom pizza?
Yeah, mushroom pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, the key to that is you got to saute the mushrooms first to get all the juice of the water out.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you get a soggy pie. Oh, you know, I was thinking, Dan, The Last of Us, don't they have the scene that opens with that professor, which I think is a real story of that guy saying we shouldn't be worried about a biological or a virus. We should be worried about a fungus. I think it's the opening scene of The Last of Us first season, which is an actual real conversation. I don't think they made that for the show. I think it's a real thing, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that is true. And so the story is, and and this is real, two Chinese nationals, they are charged under arrest, conspiracy and smuggling after attempting, according to authorities, they were trying to bring a toxic fungus that is a, I'm quoting, dangerous biological pathogen into the United States. I'm just going to tell you that this Fusarium graminearum, that's the fungi identified that wrecks crops and people, it can make people sick too. But I've been reporting on this. This is here. It's been here for decades. It's not anything new.
Okay, well, that's the good news.
So
the good news is that it's been here. Okay, that makes me feel better.
So I'm not as worried, but
it could be a test run.
Yeah,
right. And, like they do it. They test it out because they tested COVID before COVID hit the world market.
God.
They do like when they roll like McDonald's rolls out a new burger and they do a test market.
That's
say everybody likes it, and then they go, "Oh, if people like it, let's roll this out," or a test screening of a movie or something.
You
so they do
this?
The test roll out of the fungus. Can they get it in? Get in something that's kind of innocuous to see if they can get in something that's not innocuous.
Ooh. I think they already did the drop, and I think the great Mama Zioli and her Peabody award-winning, I think she deserves some kind of a Pulitzer or a Peabody. But remember the balloons? Maybe
well,
they
the,
were...
the music from The Last of Us? So
I know
good,
this
Dan.
Is...
I
Thank
think
you,
they're blowing it up.
Dan
think,
has an amazing ability on the fly
yes.
to pull this stuff up.
Boom.
Amazing.
You know who used to do that? Greg Stocker, remember?
Yeah.
In the old days, and he'd all of a sudden combine
you
all the audio.
You know who doesn't do that? Matt DeSantis.
We're
taking 2 weeks to find this.
I did grab the Last of Us opening scene if you want that.
Oh, though, yeah.
What Richard's talking about.
Dr. Schoenheiss, you're in distress.
Fungal infection of this kind is real, but not in humans.
True, fungi cannot survive if its host's internal temperature is over 94 degrees. And currently, there are no reasons for fungi to evolve to be able to withstand higher temperatures. But what if that were to change? What if, for instance, the world were to get slightly warmer? Well, now, there is reason to evolve. One gene mutates, and an ascomycetia, candida, ergot, cordyceps, aspergillus, any one of them could become capable of burrowing into our brains and taking control, not of millions of us, but billions of us.
Mm.
Billions of puppets with poisoned minds, permanently fixed on one unifying goal. To spread the infection to every last human alive by any means necessary.
Mm.
And there are no treatments for this, no preventatives, no cures. They don't exist. It's not even possible to make them.
So if that happens,
we lose.
Dun, dun, you mean my antifungal foot spray won't do it? Stop it! My Dr. Scholl's antifungal foot spray? That's what they should be using.
Yes. Neem oil, my friends.
All right, so then you
got to spray yourself with neem oil. It's very stinky, but I'm telling
what's
you.
Neem oil?
And ivermectin or whatever.
Ivermectin. You got to stop on that. Okay, so then if this is a real thing, you got to wonder then, since they decided that they were going to make COVID in the lab with all this gain of function with the idea that they could, if it ever came about, they could find a way to defeat it. What's to say these idiots have not already started playing with fungi?
Yeah.
Or just fun guys. And then they, to try to make a...
Real fun
guy. I mean, it is Pride Month. To try to make a way to defeat it, and then in doing so, they've made one, they've mutated the gene to be able to survive in the higher body temperature.
Yeah. And
that's
what
worries me.
Yeah, and what if that's what they were dropping, like the fungi droppings from the balloon, but then Mama Zioli discovered them, busted it, blew it up. Over the ocean.
I mean, this report does really seem like something out of a horror movie.
Though,
like.
Breaking overnight, two Chinese researchers have been charged with smuggling a biological pathogen into the United States that they planned to study at the University of Michigan. According to the complaint...
I mean, you gave us all the news already.
Yeah.
I just the news report itself, it just feels like something out of a movie.
Yeah, like this is the opening scene of our pandemic movie that we make, of our end of the world movie.
And by the way, you can tell whoever that anchor was, she said it's breaking overnight. We all, because we follow Laura Loomer, it wasn't overnight.
Yeah.
It was like during, was that during your show? I forget.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing about it is that they don't give Laura Loomer any credit, so they're never going to use her as a source. So they would have to wait until they could verify it through an actual, in their mind, actual, I'm using air quotes, news source. And then they would do the story. So.
Yeah, but
and then by then it's too late.
It's too late. We all have the fungi.
The fungus has got us all
in the brain. So, Rich Zioli. So think of. I'm just trying to put this all together because I remember we're going back now. Before you were in the coma, when remember this? You had a Levin event.
We did,
and none of us thought any of that crazy stuff could happen. That they were going to just shut us down for stop the spread. It was right around. The Levin event and St. Paddy's Day, and then all of that happened, and then I remember defending Fauci, and I said, "Oh, he's a nice old man."
Yeah,
and you immediately you were like, "Boom, Spidey senses, no, it's Fauci." So you've got these Spidey senses like nobody I know. So what do you see as you look out at everything going on? We just want to get it on the record. The Zeoli Spidey senses.
My Spidey sense about COVID was that it came from a lab. We were saying that in March of 2020 on the morning show, right?
I just knew it.
Yep. I said, there's no way this freaking thing came from some disgusting wet market. And my Spidey sense on this is the same thing. China, they didn't like the tariffs that Trump imposed on them in his first term. Everybody forgets that they did that. And then they don't like him now. And we are in a global trade war with them. They can't win a military war with us, but they want to defeat us economically. And they don't care about their people. They have a population problem in China. So they don't mind being the they don't think about it from that perspective. So, yeah, I think this the Chinese are heavily invested in biowarfare, and we should wake up to that fact. And of course, we are so stupid that we are still dependent upon them for everything from, you know, Band-Aids to masks that luckily don't work anyway. So it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh my God, we can't get our masks. They only come from China. Well, they don't work anyway. So, you know, you just use a sock. You'll be fine. But that is a problem. And the media will never report about China the correct way, as we've all talked about, Dawn, because they have to make all of their money on Chinese movie screens. And all of these news organizations are owned by big corporations that have streaming platforms. So think about it. ABC is Disney China. CBS is Paramount, Viacom, right? NBC is Comcast. They all have to, they make the majority of their money for their movies and for their TV shows in China on their screens. So their news divisions can't properly report on China. Mm-hmm. And so they always present them as the victim of like a mean bully Donald Trump. And I remember it was Margaret Brennan, the ambassador from China to the United States on in February of 2020, allowing him to spew his nonsense that it was racist to suggest COVID came from a lab. And that's because, you know, for ABC Disney China, and that is their full parent company name, ABC Disney China, it's more important to them to be able to make sure that they can show the next bad Marvel movie that they make, because they've ruined that franchise, on the 84,000 screens they have in China, than it is to make sure that they're reporting in the ABC News division about how terrible China is and how China is using biowarfare.
So, okay, to your point, though, why would China, who we rely on, like anybody who takes a prescription medication or whatever, was probably made in China.
Yeah.
So why would they basically want to harm their biggest and best customer?
Why do people put fentanyl in street drugs? Yeah. Why does a drug dealer want to kill his customer base?
Yeah.
To make money. They cut it up and they roll the dice, thinking that, yeah, it's possible that guy may OD on this fentanyl, but I can make more money if he doesn't, so I'll roll the dice on that. I think China thinks the same thing. If they can cripple the United States economically, if they can weaken the dollar, and then the world turns to China, especially at this moment, because China still makes everything for most of the world. I mean, the world, like Scott Bessent the other day on CBS News was saying this. He said, we have to decouple China from everybody, not just the United States. So China thinks, all right, we weaken the United States economically, we lose them as a customer maybe, but we gain all these other countries around the world before they're able to transition to India, who China hates, for their production. I think that's probably what they think.
I do have Bessent if you want that, Dawn.
No, I want to move on. Let's talk about, because
yes,
I want to move on to, thank you though, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey.
See, now you fully have become
what?
A Jedi. You have. No, you have. Because remember, you always say you're my Padawan, right?
I am your
now
Padawan.
Now you've fully become a Jedi. You're like, no.
I don't know about that.
I'm moving on. We're using
still
the
your
Force.
Padawan.
We're moving on. I love it.
I will always be your Padawan.
Yeah. Your training is complete. I could die like Yoda now.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. He knows New Jersey. He does. So what do you see as far as what's going
I think
on?
I think they're blowing it out.
I love Mama Zeoli.
She was so mad at me yesterday.
Why?
I heard you were on Fox News today. It would have been nice if you told your parents and I didn't have to hear about it from somebody else.
Oh, be careful, baby.
Yeah. Every time.
Did you say, I told my producer, Matt DeSantis, to, you know, text you.
Oh, that's
I
was, a good idea. I'll just throw, you know, him, right
throw him under
the bus.
Yeah,
that's a great all right. idea.
Oh, we do? Darn it. I didn't even get to ask you about New Jersey.
I'll stay. I got nowhere to
Can
be.
Can you? All yeah. right. I know. We got to find out why Greg Stocker had him in the building.
is that for air?
What was the meeting about? No, I'm kidding. Chris Eppolito put out a picture of you from the YouTube feed, and he wrote, without a rattled voice and barely concealing his image due to poor lighting, whistleblower at Rich Zeoli reluctantly tells Dawn Stensland, who keeps stealing her Chinese food from the at 1210 WPHT refrigerator. Zeoli, food food flees her. I'm trying to read it quick.
I love her bat parmesan. She brings it in Mondays and I eat it.
Food flees her. That's
first
funny.
Of all, I've not been in this building in months, so that's impossible, Chris. Couldn't happen.
Whistleblower Rich Cioli. Yeah. By the way, speaking of, did you see when ABC News broke the story of KJP, Corinne Jean-Pierre? She has left the Democrat Party, allegedly.
Wow.
And is now an independent.
Oh, yeah?
That's
the White House fembot, her reprogramming. She's now independent. Yeah. That's huge.
She just wants a job.
Yeah, well, yeah. I figured she'd get one on MSNBC or something by now, but I guess not.
It's cray-cray. You know. There's so much breaking right now. I forgot what I was even going to talk about. We got to get going already.
We just started.
We're just having the fun's just beginning.
Well, we text you like at least once a week to come on, Rachel. I'm sorry. You big time us every single time.
It's not true. Monday, I had my phone turned on, Do Not Disturb, and then I didn't unturn it on again for hours.
Sure.
But, you know.
I think you're just ghosting us.
You know? Not true. I'm literally here. Ghosted. I'm standing here.
And
not a ghost.
Caroline Leavitt also loves him in those videos.
Texted me back, actually. She's
really?
Ghosting.
She's
yeah,
really?
She's busy.
Me back, yeah.
Oh.
She's busy.
Any trips planned to the White House?
Can't disclose.
Because I'm happy to notify, since Matt DeSantis forgot to notify your mother, I'm happy to let her know.
And Dan, by the way, thank you for pointing out yesterday. You know, Dawn suggesting she should get a key from the White House as if the platter that she got from the President of the United States of America was not sufficient.
I specifically set that to release on social media during your show.
Yeah, and I heard you guys. I was in the car, of course, doing shopping. I was doing food shopping. But I heard you guys talk about this, and I thought to myself, man, you know, thank you for setting her straight on this point.
We could go together. That's what we could do. We could go together. Like you brought me last time, and see who gets the bigger gift.
Why don't you just reach out to them and say you want to go to the White House press briefing?
It's not the same without you.
We'll go together.
I've got all those pictures of you at the podium. Soccer. Remember that?
We were in the Oval Office. They don't really do that anymore. They have really not done any exclusives except for Hannity and Laura Ingraham. They've kind of, Susie Wiles has reined that in.
Wow.
So what we got to experience back then, an exclusive with the president, that probably is not happening anytime soon again.
Unless we schmooze and suck up to Susie.
I mean, but good luck.
Right? I mean, Rich has already tried that, I think.
Yeah, right? It doesn't work. It's not working. I tried. It's not helping.
Well, look, we love you.
Your show's sounding great, you guys.
Good,
Dawn.
Fun.
You sound so good.
Thank you, Dawn.
And how's Larbear?
Larbear, he's good. Yeah. Boys are good. David's good. About to graduate high school.
And your husband's a big-time talk show host in the New York market.
Can you believe it?
You missed this, Rich. I missed it. Dawn actually gave some, she revealed something about breastfeeding earlier in the show that I was going to ask you.
Oh!
We don't have time now, though, so maybe next time.
To be continued.
To be continued. Dun, dun, dun. The Great Cioli Show coming up in just a couple of 3 hours.
Yeah. Who's counting?
And, so he'll have exclusive, good, delicious stuff. Fungi, mushrooms. He'll have it all.
Love you, Dawn.
Love you, baby. And we love Dom Giordano as well. Hey, Dom.
Hey, Dawn. Andrew Cuomo in trouble, not for the Zioli impression of him or anything like that, but for getting the order wrong in New York breakfast food. Boy, they are tough in New York.
Yeah. Woo. Great Dom show just ahead.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.